We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Adam Hogue.
And I'm Mark Carman.
And this is Tavern Style, presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location. Call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. All right. Heated debate in the office today. It started off as what's the greatest trade in Chicago sports history. I don't know that we have it narrowed down, but the debate ended up being between two trades for the meantime. And it's the Jake Arrieta trade versus the DJ Moore number one pick, now Caleb Williams trade.
Yeah, and I'm offended that you would actually think that the Bears trade for DJ Moore, where they passed on CJ Stroud and, yes, got Darnell Wright and Tyrique Stevenson.
No, that's part of my argument. Okay. Let me make that argument.
All right, yeah. Okay, I'll make my argument. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series. They ended a 108-year drought. Jake Arrieta won the Cy Young. He won 22 games in 2015. He won 18 games in 2016. He won the wild card.
Are you really citing pitcher wins in this argument? This is not going well for you.
No, it's going extremely well for me because, yes, it matters that he did win two games in the World Series. Jake Arrieta was the Cy Young Award winner. Does that stat matter to you and to all the baseball people out there? Jake Arrieta was nails. The Cubs gave up absolutely nothing to get him. It transformed the franchise. They went on and they ended the drought. The Bears have done nothing.
Okay, before I even get to the Bears, based on your criteria, short of the Cy Young being thrown in there, the Jose Contreras trade was just as impactful. They traded a guy who ended up in prison for the guy that carried them to the World Series and was lights out in the playoffs. It's the same exact thing except quibbling over some stats. So if we're going to say Jake Arrieta, then the Jose Contreras trade is the same.
You just threw out the winning the Cy Young. He was the best he was the best pitcher in baseball. Jose Contreras was not. There's a big difference between how Jake Arrieta performed to what Jose Contreras did.
The point of that was just saying that if we're going to go down the road of adding one player to a roster that impacted winning a World Series, Jose Contreras is the same thing. Okay, so, and that's just going off of your hindsight argument here. Now we're going to have some foresight in this argument, which is to talk about what this trade has already been for the Bears, not what it could be, which would be insane. And quite frankly, it's too early to be having this argument, if we're being honest. But this trade already is DJ Moore, starting number one wide receiver, Darnell Wright, starting right tackle, Tyrique Stevenson, starting cornerback, and this is slightly a stretch. I'll give it to you. But because they added an extra fourth-round pick or had the extra draft capital, they were able to trade a fourth-round pick for Keenan Allen last week. Okay. So now they have a legitimate number two wide receiver who is a number one on a lot of other teams, one of the most quarterback-friendly wide receivers in the NFL for The guy they're going to be able to draft number one overall in Caleb Williams. So forget hindsight, whatever that becomes, that'll probably ultimately be the thing that decides this in actual history and not just us bantering back and forth. But already with some foresight, it is better than the Jake Arrieta trade. And I haven't even mentioned the second round pick they get next year.
Okay.
Maybe that guy becomes a Hall of Famer.
Listen, if Caleb Williams is Caleb God, then you will win this. This argument will be won by you. But the reminder here is that in your great trade scenario, the Bears passed on the offensive rookie of the year for Darnell Wright, who looks like going to be a very good player. And
all those players I mentioned.
Yeah. And you would trade all those players for C.J. Stroud if you didn't have the number one pick.
I disagree. I'd rather have Caleb Williams and all those players than just C.J. Stroud alone. That's idiotic.
You telling me that right now, you think the Houston Texans would trade C.J. Stroud to the Bears for Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, and Keenan Allen? Not a chance.
And Caleb Williams. Don't leave Caleb out of it.
We don't know what Caleb is going to be. I'm saying, with the Caleb part...
And no, by the way, in their specific situation, they're happy with C.J. Stroud. They probably don't make that trade. 31 other NFL teams would make that trade now.
Yeah,
the Bears would definitely. That's why they did it.
Okay, so you're 1,000% wrong. If you lined up a team that's, here you go, here's brand new NFL team. You can have C.J. Stroud, or you can have Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, and Keenan Allen. They're taking the quarterback.
And Caleb Williams. Not putting Caleb in that.
The point that, listen, if the Caleb thing becomes correct and he is the guy, then I will, and the Bears get to the mound job at N1985, then you will have won the argument. But what happened with Jake Arrieta is he did transform that franchise along with John Lester and Rizzo and Brian. But Jake Arrieta was the guy at the top doing it.
It's one player versus how many? I even lost count at so many players. I don't care. Five starters?
Would you rather have Michael Jordan or five players? I'm not saying that Arrieta was
in. Okay, Jake Arrieta is Mike. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he lost the argument. Mark Harmon starts citing Michael Jordan, it's over. It's over. You know what's not over? March Madness. It's just starting. It's upon us. Watch The Big Dance live at Salerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago, or call us for carryout and delivery. Mention CHGO. Get half off your pizza. Call 312-666-3444 or go to salernospizza.com. Head to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444 again for more information. And I'm not even going to do that to you. I'm so confident I've already won this. I'm going to give you the last word.
The Cubs won the World Series. You got a right tackle at a quarterback. They won the World Series, and it wouldn't have happened without Jake Arrieta. Arrieta, right now, without question, that trade, right now, better.
We all silly like the mayor.